The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, welcome, nonprofit community. So happy that you've joined us. My name is Kara Zimmerman, and I am your hostess today. Very excited. I'm going to take us in a new direction every once in a while and talk about companies that support nonprofits. I know we've been doing a lot of interviewing of nonprofits and all the great work they do, but we're going to take a journey every once in a while and meet a company in our community that supports the nonprofit in a different way. And I want to thank Spirit of Giving Network for all their support and making sure that we really are able to run this show and highlight nonprofits and those who support nonprofits so that you can get involved and not feel that perhaps you don't quite know what to do to make a difference, because they do it every day and they need your help. So today I have Gregory Henry. He's a senior tax specialist, graduate of Notre Dame with his MBA, so very, very talented, and also the DTM, District Toastmaster, Director Toastmaster, you'll correct me, of Toastmaster International. It's been with them many years, have the privilege of being with him in Toastmasters, and I asked Greg if he would come and speak to us today about H&R Block and how they support the nonprofit and what they do in general. So, Greg, thanks for taking time out of your very busy tax specialist day. Not always the most exciting topic, tax, but we have to do it. And I thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kara. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, good to be with you this morning. Hope to share some good ideas and good possible ideas that as nonprofits maybe you haven't considered before, and we'll try and make this an eye-opening experience for you. One of the things, I've been with H&R Block since 2010, and as you might expect, H&R Block specializes in tax preparation for both as individuals and companies and nonprofits as well. But that's not really the full reason, for my being here today. But one of the things I'd like to talk about as we, start off is, what H&R Block offers just the general community. We're very much involved in the community here in South Florida. I am part of what they call the Boca Region, Boca District. And our area covers actually Boynton Beach in Palm Beach County, all the way down to Sunrise in Broward County. We have 26 offices here to serve you and our clients. And we look forward to, providing, the best service, and the greatest refund guarantee, which we offer, or, the least amount of tax to pay, all following, according to what the tax laws dictate. Now, we are one of the few companies, if you will, in the tax preparation industry that's open all year round. So obviously, you expect us to be around to serve you in January, February, March, and, through the middle of April. But what happens after April 15 or April 17, depending on the tax filing deadlines, is a lot of places close their doors until the following season. And H&R Block is different in that respect, that we have, for example, in our district, four or five offices that are open all year round. So anytime you have a tax issue, a tax problem, a tax question, we're here in the community ready to serve you. Right now, we're involved in the off-season, if you will. Probably two or three things we deal with on a daily basis are IRS letters that taxpayers receive for some question that the IRS has regarding tax returns they already filed. The other thing is handling people who filed extensions. So if you're not fully ready to file a return in April, you have until October to complete the task. It doesn't change the tax you owe. It doesn't change the rules of the game. But at least it gives you that time to gather documents together and come in. Taxes is a very complex set of rules, set of laws that's constantly changing. We have update classes every year. We take 18 credit hours in just continuing education just to keep up with all the changes. So all this comes forward to bring you, the best of service that we can offer. But something you might be interested in, and maybe you've heard about, is tax reform, or the new tax law, or officially as it's called, the Tax Jobs Act of 2017. This was enacted and had some major, major changes. I'm not going to go through all the changes here today. That'll be a little too technical. But what if you have questions about it? That's where our office is being open all year round, really has a special offer available to you. If you are one of our clients, of course, you already experienced this, because all our clients this year got a two-page comparison of what the impact of the new tax law will be for 2018 compared to what the tax laws were last year in 2017. But say you were not a tax client of H&R Block's, you prepared your taxes in 2017, and now you aren't quite sure what the impact is. Well, for anyone who hasn't done their return with H&R Block, we offer a very special package called a free second look. So what we do, you bring in your documents, you bring in your return that you filed last year, and we will free of charge just take a look to be sure you have every proper deduction that you've taken advantage of, every credit that you can take advantage of, to be sure that, again, you get the biggest refund possible or legally pay the least amount of tax that you're required to pay. That's a free of charge service that we offer. If, for example, we find deductions that you didn't take, and you have more money coming to you than you thought, or perhaps you miss some income and we find that and it turns out you have more tax to pay, we will then file an amended return for you. There's a cost to that. It varies, but it's very reasonable to know that you will have the H&R Block guarantee thereafter that will be in effect for the life of the return. But the added thing this year is again coming to tax reform. We will look at your current return and provide the analysis, not assuming anything different in 2018 than you had in 2017. So we'll take your income exactly as reported, your credits exactly as reported, your deductions, everything that you had in 2017, we'll apply it to 2018 and see what happens. You probably will be very pleasantly surprised. Some people may not, but generally we found that people have done better in the scenario of new tax reform. One thing for sure, there are a lot of changes, and it's better to know about them now when there's still time to do something about it rather than come into our office or any office or do your taxes yourself in 2018 and find out, whoops, it's too late to do anything that I could have changed earlier to make the situation better. So it's something that I offer, that H&R Block offers you, to come into any of our offices. Like I say, we have right now 26 offices in the Boca District. There are also offices south of us in southern Broward and Miami-Dade, and of course northern Palm Beach County and beyond, to the north of Boynton Beach or to the west. And any of these tax offices, you call the number and arrange for an appointment to come in. Just ask for a free tax, free look, or a free tax reform assessment. And any of our tax pros will be able to help you and determine where you stand. Another thing that we do constantly, and it's available to anybody, I have, as a tax preparer, of course, dealing with taxes, but also in the marketing end, I've been working, for example, very closely with our district general manager, Jason Park, on business-to-business contacts and nonprofit organizations. And that's why I'm here today. One of the things we offer are free tax talks. We have a myriad of topics that we can cover for your group, for your civic group, for your nonprofit group, for your church, for any group you can think of, a homeowners association, where we will come, or you can come to one of our locations, or we will come to your location and set up a tax talk free of charge on any topic that you have that interests you. I've been doing a number of these so far this year, again, principally on tax reform, because that's the hot button issue that they've had so far in 2018. But there are other talks we give for realtors, there are talks for homeowners, there are talks for new families, et cetera, et cetera. So there's probably over 100 topics that are able to be select from.
That is so interesting. You know, it's very similar, H&R Block or a corporation or what you're explaining here, Greg, to a nonprofit. And one of the things is that, you know, getting the word out, I'm thinking about what a great service this is, a free service to come and talk about a particular topic to a particular group and how necessary that is, because it is so confusing. And you offer this, and it's something that I wonder, I'm just thinking to myself, how do you get the word out? How would somebody sign up for this wonderful, wonderful help that you offer?
Really, you go to hnrblock.com and do a find an office. You'll search for nearest office near you and call the number. You know, my own number, I'm at the West Hillsboro office. It's on West Hillsboro, 3876 West Hillsboro, Deerfield Beach. It's not far from where I live, but it's also central to the Boca Raton district. So I can pretty much get to the south part of the district or the north part of the district. Our phone number there is 954-421-3364. Again, the office number of that particular office is 954-421-3364. But any office that we have is able to serve you. Something else that's very timely right now, and you might want to give you myself or any block office a call, is also to look up the income tax course. They call it ITC. This is where if you want to yourself, take a course on income taxes, we have one done every year, and we get a lot of our own tax pros as graduates of this course. It runs from September to about November, usually like right before Thanksgiving. And it covers, the basic tax laws required to, start to become a tax preparer. There's an option at the end, if you pass the course, to apply for a job in the tax season with H&R Block. That comes, at the end of the course. But now is the time to sign up if you're interested in perhaps pursuing that as sort of a sidelight to what you're already doing. Like I say, it's called the Income Tax Course. Again, look that up under www.hrblock.com or call, again, any of our offices, and we will refer you to take that course.
Is there a charge for it?
There's a charge for the books, for the textbooks, for the materials. I believe it's $149. But the course itself, there is no charge. And I believe it's given, I think there are two classes, one during the day and one in the evenings, and they will start September. But that's just a possibility to gain more knowledge, find out more things about the tax law more deeper than you could looking it up online. And again, the possibility of next season, having a tax preparer position with H&R Block during the season.
So kind of a twofold. You could go and just get yourself better equipped to know about how to prepare your taxes and or have a nice little career for those.
It's quite possible. I did this back in 2009, huh? And then started the seasonal tax preparer position back in 2010.
A lot
of people do. They're for 20 years. Some people, longer. And every year we have a new group of, excellent first-year tax professionals. And we all are here to help you.
Wonderful, Greg. Well, we're going to be right back and hear more about the nonprofit end of H&R Block. Thanks so much for being here. We're with H&R Block, Greg Henry.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back, nonprofit community. This is Kara Zimmerman. I have the privilege to be with distinguished Greg Henry, senior tax specialist with H&R Block, and he's here to educate us about the wonderful green block that we always see, sometimes next to a Publix, sometimes next to a Dunkin' Donuts. We're glad you're there because we need to stop in, and now we're learning more about what you offer us, just to walk in and have a double look, which is certainly helpful. And we were going to talk more about the nonprofit end of H&R Block and what you do for that community.
Yes, Kara, this is the heart of the matter that I'm here to talk to you about today. First of all, let me just give you a highlight. This is what we call H&R Block's nonprofit referral program. And let me just give you just one or two quick highlights about it. The last 2 years, for each year, the nonprofit referral program at H&R Block has generated donations for more than 2,400 nonprofits throughout the country.
And let's just be honest, nonprofits, we need, number one, we need donations to thrive and survive.
And of those 2,400 nonprofits, the donations totaled over $1 million in each of the last 2 years.
Fantastic.
And that's simply from a referral standpoint. The 2,400 nonprofit organizations participated in the H&R Block Nonprofit Referral Program. It's free tax advice, a community service that we offer to nonprofits. Now, how it works is you enroll your nonprofit, and then you share a code that you will receive from H&R Block, and then you reap in the benefits of donations. Now, one of the nice things about this is nonprofits generally tend to thrive towards the end of the year, because a lot of people are thinking about tax deductions and, if I give, I could get so much tax benefit by giving donations. So generally, I would think your cash flow, will sort of tend to be more positive at the later part of the year as individuals, companies, whatever organizations there are, do their charitable giving a lot at the end of the year. But what happens in the beginning of the year? Well, that's when tax season is taking place, and that's when H&R Block can be there to help you. Now, what you do is there's a website called HR Block Referrals. Again, it's hrblockreferrals.com. You go there if you're a 501c3, 501c6, C19, or C23 organization. So these are schools, these are chambers, these are veterans organizations, these are churches and synagogues. They're the charities as we all, you know, think of them, the nonprofits we all are accustomed to. So you go to this website, and it's both individuals can do it to look up a nonprofit, because we have hundreds of nonprofits listed, but what you need is your EIN number. So you can enroll your own nonprofit by this website, hrblockreferrals.com. You'll go there, and they'll say to enroll. You go to enroll, and they ask for your nonprofit name, the state you're located in, or your tax ID number. You enter that tax ID number there, and then you will get an email from H&R Block. Included in that email will be instructions. We have flyers. We have banners. We have all sorts of publicity material that you can use to promote your nonprofit with the members of the public. And the idea is that you tell the members of the public you're involved with the H&R Block referral program. In turn, you give them the code that you receive from H&R Block. If they come into an H&R Block office and have their tax return prepared and filed in our offices or online, you will receive a $20 donation to your nonprofit organization. And that's how it comes together. So again, what you do is enroll your organization, raise money by referring members, supporters, and associates to H&R Block. You distribute the referral forms that you'll receive through your website, through your social media, through these referral flyers that we will furnish you. And you will receive, again, $20 for each referral reward that comes in and has a tax return filed. And you can track the progress once the tax season begins through your account at hrblockreferrals.com. Each nonprofit will have their own account. You can go in there daily. It's updated, I think it's like 24 or 48 hours after a client comes in, and you'll notice another $20 in your account. And like I said, over the last 2 years, we've had over 2,400 charities and nonprofits take advantage of this program and have reaped in excess of $1 million each in of the last 2 years. So it's something that's there, and it takes place primarily in the time when generally your tax donations and charitable donations are down. In the beginning of the year, when the holidays are just over, nobody's really thinking about it, but everybody at that time is thinking about taxes. So it's a way just to come up with unexpected funds to fund your worthwhile organizations without even, you know, any work other than just promoting the referral code to your clients, associates, users of your charity, or, you know, employees.
That's fantastic. I mean, anything we can do to help the nonprofit, and I like what you said, it doesn't take much manpower, because that's another issue with nonprofits. I interview, thankfully, I love it, you know, so many nonprofits, and they are very short, like, you know, of staff. to do the fundraising piece. And this is just another tool in their toolbox to get some great funds to come in. And that's how did they come up with this idea? It's really great.
The HR Block referrals will give the story behind it.
Yes.
But we are very much community-oriented, you know, in our community. And I believe in Kansas City, which is where our headquarters is, you know, thought of, okay, how is there a way to both, you know, promote nonprofits on something that we can, you know, lend a direct hand to? And they found this out, I think, the last couple of years, you know, it really has taken off and done very well throughout the country. And again, if depending on your nationwide focus or exposure, yes, you aren't limited to necessarily referrals here just in the South Florida area. You can go beyond Broward and Palm Beach counties. If you're
nonprofit, a national, like American, you know, covers, Parkinson's Disease Association,
whatever
all
it would
over.
Be. Yeah. Or, you know, just your own referrals and contacts are elsewhere in the country, it'll all still, again, come to your account, whosever account that EIN tax identity number is under.
And it doesn't sound too complicated. I think you can almost do it somewhat blindfold. And I really appreciate, Greg, this is fantastic. I hope all of the nonprofits take advantage of your nonprofit referral program. And I really appreciate you coming in, H&R Block, Gregory Henry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kara.
Absolutely.
All the best to have a successful drive for all your nonprofits. They do a great job, great work out there. And God bless them all.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.